Just feel that beat singing. This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Thursday.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
It's good to see, like, Boris Johnson's been back in the news today, and I miss some of his wise words.
wise words.
Some of his speeches. You remember the kettle one's probably my favourite.
If you have an old kettle that takes ages to boil, it may cost you £20 to replace it. But if you get a new one, you'll save £10 a year.
I love
every
this.
Year.
Yeah.
On your £10 a year every year.
Yeah.
On your electricity.
It was beautiful.
If you have an old kettle,
he's got a new one out. A new speech come out.
No, he
hasn't. Yeah. Boris Johnson made a speech recently at the Brand Finances Global Soft Power Summit.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
Were you there? Yeah. Did you go?
Yeah, I had
tickets, and I think Corrie was on. I couldn't make it. So he was at this summit, and he went to explore and debate the role of soft power in international relations.
Yeah, I know. Brilliant.
Yeah.
It was excellent.
I was
riveted. Yeah, edgy of seat stuff.
Soft power's better than hard power. That's why I've always said that.
Well, it depends.
Well, this is what Boris Johnson had to say about it, and this guy knows what he's talking about.
But nothing and no one is going to stop me reciting the song of the Oompa Loompas about Augustus Gloop.
Oh, my God.
Which you all remember.
Yeah.
Augustus Gloop, the great big greedy nincompoop.
What's wrong with him?
I think that's fair.
Yeah, no, it's fair. And it was exactly what the soft power conference needed, I think.
And also, he's got form for this because he was at the World Economic Forum and told everybody how much he liked taking his kids to Peppa Pig World.
That's right.
So he is meeting his target audience.
Still giving.
Essex. Are you ready for Friday payday? Crazy about my money. £1,000. Friday payday is coming.
3, 2, 1, 1, go.
Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
So we're live from the Brand Finances Global Soft Power Summit 2023. It's great here.
Good.
So good. Really good.
Radio Essex.
And here's some soft power with Lewis Capaldi. It's Radio Essex, Becky Hill topic, and my heart goes da-dee-da-da-dee-da. Which I don't think is how your heart's supposed to go, as we all know it's supposed to go.
It's very
that's
different.
Better a way of doing the heart, not da dee da 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 da. It's more.
I don't think my heart does that either.
The Apple Watch would pick it up, I reckon.
And then you know what happened. It went like that. You need a doctor.
there's a musical medical encyclopedia for Thursday. As we continue with a story about a foul-mouthed parrot. I love parrots because I like the way that they learn words, but they ultimately seem to only learn swear words.
Yes.
They don't learn normal words like, hi, how are you?
No.
It's more sweary.
It's a reflection on the owner, though, isn't it?
Or what they're watching on telly. There's a foul-mouthed parrot who's now been banned from watching telly.
What's he watching?
He keeps dropping the F-bomb. African Grey Louis often goes on sweary rants as stunned punters at the pub he lives in realised embarrassed owner Andy Ashby, who said his bird picked up the bad language from action films, is now trying to get him to talk to pub goers instead, saying sort of nice things. When he goes on a rant, he just starts shouting out the F-word all the time. And it causes me trouble. And he says it's hard to halt the bird's speeches. The more you tell him, the worse he gets.
Yeah,
it's like a child. And he's now put a note on Louis' cage warning drinkers of the language in his pub. Because obviously the people in the pub start talking. He's picking up all the words. Oh, what did he say? That's a good word. I'll use that.
Yeah, no, I like this.
This is in Sheffield.
I had, not a parrot, but I had, and this is the name of a bird. I'm not just swearing on the radio.
Did you have a cockatoo?
I had a cockatoo.
Yeah. I've heard this.
Yeah. And
I think there was a rumour. Tom said you used to have a bird pet, so I knew that already.
Did you?
Yeah, I knew that you'd had a cockatoo. Yeah. No, I already knew it.
Right, I know what you're doing. It's very funny. Very, 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 very juvenile, actually.
I did.
Yeah,
a cockatoo. I remember. I've heard it.
I did.
Did it talk?
Yes. Yes, he did.
What did he say?
I can't say it because that is sweary. But I taught my cockatoo, which is a
it's
bird.
A bird, yeah.
Yes. Oh, he's ruined.
Is it like a parrot?
Yeah.
Is it as big and is
no,
it a white
it's
bird?
No, it's a lot smaller. To be honest, if there was anyone that was going to have a cockatoo, it would be you.
I've never had a pet bird. I've got a cat. It's Radio Essex, Taylor Swift, Anti-Hero, 16 minutes after three. Big drive home for Thursday. It's Chris and Scott. Thank you so much for having us on. We're here till 6. Joe's not here again tonight. Joe's still. I don't think he is ill. I think what's happening here, because what's happened is he lives on his own. When he's ill, his mum says,
goes back to mum's.
Come stay over here. We'll keep you warm and everything. His mum sent us a picture, Rob sent us a picture of his dinner last night.
It looks incredible.
It's ridiculous, because we were talking about how you do your potatoes.
Air fryers, and was getting recipes.
And Paula, off of Joe's mum, she said, oh yeah, I do that, cube them up, bit of flour, shake them up a bit, chuck a load of garlic in there, smashed garlic, bit of chilli, and then just sent us a picture of Joe Kinch's dinner last night.
That's why he's not back today. Of course he is.
He's eating McDonald's every night at his house.
If that.
And look at this meal looks perfect. It's actually making me hungry.
I mean, to be honest, the potatoes look like they need to be delivered, don't they?
And the gravy looks like the right thickness in texture. It's not runny gravy, but it's not lumpy gravy. It's the perfect type of gravy. And it's not loads of it. It's just drizzled on there. It looks like a good dinner.
You know, the only thing I wouldn't eat on that plate is asparagus. I'm not big on asparagus. But tenders,
and broccoli, you going for that?
Yeah.
The potatoes, carrots, obviously everything. Smashing all that down. I'm not a massive carrot person.
I'll have
the asparagus for you and you can have the carrots.
No.
Swap them round.
No, get two meals. Let's not.
We're not sharing.
Tom can probably only eat asparagus. So Tom can have the asparagus.
You can eat meat, can't you?
Yeah.
He's not a vegetarian. He's not vegan.
Yeah, but he's scared of everything.
It looks like a beautiful dinner. Hello to Debs on there. Hello to Chelmsford Cabby Vince as well. Loads of you on the text. You want to get in touch with us, you know where we are. And you can always grab us on the app as well. Woo! It's Marshmello, Emery and friends. It's 3:30. I did that yesterday.
Exactly the same time.
Because it's a 24-hour clock and I keep seeing the number 5 in there.
Yeah, but when it's 5 o'clock, it's...
Yeah,
not...
no, I know. Yeah, I know, but I don't know why we have 24-hour clocks everywhere. We don't say it's 15:29, do we?
Well, maybe start doing that and you won't make a mistake.
1,500 hours and 29 minutes. Experts have revealed the exact date. No, that's not what I was going to read. I was going to read the body language expert story, which was something that Tom showed me, revealed how to tell somebody is romantically interested in you.
Okay.
Turn down the lights.
Wow, the timing on that. Turn down the lights. Bom, bom, bom.
They claim that signs fall into three categories. You got facial expression, body gestures, and body stance. She says body signals that show someone may fancy you include keeping eye contact. Is that weird?
Yeah, weird.
I'm going to lose that gaze now. Genuine broad smile. You literally got a massive smile. And she looked at me. You've got a big Cheshire grin. And facing you with their torso and touching your hand or elbow.
Did that help you, Chris?
It just looked a little bit creepy. So if you've got somebody that is showing body signals to you, eye contact, genuine broad smile, facing you with their torso, and touching your...
Facing you with their torso is really weird.
But all it means is they're facing the right way.
No, I know, but it sounds weird.
But I don't know what that... But if I'm talking to you now, obviously, unless I turn around like that... And then I'll go,
it's
right.
Not good for radio.
No, but it's not good for if you're trying to chat somebody up, is it? Of course you're going to be talking face on, torso on.
Yeah.
It's normal. The little bit of touching on the hand and the elbow as well.
You're too far away.
Yeah, I know you'd touch my hand if you could. So there you go. And I just thought that would be a good excuse to play a little bit of Marvin Gaye as well.
Really good.
I like that.
Really
it's Radio
good.
Essex. It's 3:31. It's Radio Essex, Dua Lipa, Megan Thee Stallion and Sweetest Pie, 3:37. Big drive home for a Thursday. Another gorgeous day outside.
No.
It's horrible.
Really cold today. Walked the dog early this morning. It was horrible. Like, the dog didn't... I mean, literally, it was raining. The dog was trying to go home. I was like, no, you need to do a little walk. Dog's literally pulling the lead, trying to go home.
Yeah, my cat was hanging around the door, which normally means I need to use the toilet. And then I opened the door and she went...
Your cat's got a toilet?
No, out the world, Wickford.
Right.
Yeah. So I opened the door. She just went, yeah, I'm going to hold this. And then we sat down again. And then she came back the door, and then I was like, because we don't have a litter tray during the day because she can go out. So I said, come on, there you go. She opened the door and she's like, oh, it's raining. And actually, to be fair, if I had to go outside and do that type of toilet and it was raining, I probably would hold it in as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing as I said yesterday, like laying there thinking, oh, can I go to sleep without having to get up in the cold? It's the same for a dog.
So in the end, I just put her out. So off you go, go and do your business, come and tell me when you finished.
What about the cat?
Summer's coming though, Hideaway Festival's on the way. I can't wait for this because I love going to festivals and I don't mind travelling to Reading or whatever, but when they were in Chelmsford and now there's the Hideaway Festival's in Chelmsford this year, it's so much easier. You can get a lift there, so you don't even have to do the whole parking
thing.
Stay there for the weekend. You do what you like. Hideaway Festival's back in August. We're sending you there for the entire weekend to go and see Clean Bandit. James Bay's going to be there. Ella Henderson, Freya Ridings, loads of people. And we're giving you tickets as well. Two tickets, pair of tickets, for both Saturday and Sunday for the Hideaway Festival. And we have a trigger track you're going to be listening out for, which will happen sometime in the show today. I'll give you a little blast of it now so you know exactly what it is you're listening out for. It is this song from Freya Ridings. Remember Castles?
I do. Great song.
This is the song you're listening out for. It will happen sometime between now and 6 o'clock tonight when you hear it in full. 01702 45 50 60 is the number for your chance to win a pair of tickets to go to the Hideaway Festival in August, Saturday and Sunday tickets. You could be there as well. The artists I just said, also on the Sunday, Texas Bastille there as well. All the details, T's and C's, available at radioessex.com. Good luck. Radio Essex, Jake and Golden Hour. 10 to 4, Big Drive Homes, Radio Essex. The show that has its own podcast, because if you miss it, you could just relive that banter all over
magic,
again.
Magic.
All over again. It's easy to download. You can do it wherever you get your podcasts from. Search for the Big Drive Home podcast. Last night, an exceptional amount of downloads. Why was that, producer Tom?
I don't know.
Okay.
This is what I would do.
Do you not research that? Do you not find out? Do you not go, wow, I need to interrogate to find out why?
I think it's the mentor. They're going, oh, I need to listen to this again.
Yeah.
I would subscribe to it. That's what I would do. Because Tom took my phone and pressed the button for me.
Yeah.
I get a notification, tells me that it's there. And I go, oh, I'm not going to listen to that because I do that. I don't want to relive it again. but if I didn't do it, funny, I think.
I've listened back to some of them and then forgot that I'd said something or forgot that you'd said something and it's all new again.
I listened back to one of them when we was doing the Chip Shop, which I think we're doing.
We're doing Chip Shop today, aren't we?
We will be, yeah.
Details of what Chip Shop is coming up after 4. If you don't know what Chip Shop is, we'll explain it, but we are doing it after 4.
That's what it's called now, Chip Shop.
Yeah, but what was it called? Your Town.
Your Town.
We've still got the Your Town music.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It is called Your Town, but we're with you. We're just calling it Chip Shop.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like it should be called Chip Shop.
Yeah, it does. And I was listening to that one, and it was exceptionally good. And I thought, oh, this is brilliant.
So if you miss any of the show, we take out all the music, we take out all the ads, we take out all the news and sport, unless it's mistakes and funny bits in it, and then we can have a go at Stevie about them. We leave them in.
Yeah, and we give you 3.5 minutes of really decent content.
Yes. How many minutes is it?
There's average about 45 to an hour.
So what are we doing in the other 2 hours, 15 minutes? Playing ads.
Playing ads.
Yeah. Ads and songs and that.
Yeah.
Mae Stevens. This is called If We Ever Broke Up. It's brand new and it's on Radio Essex. Radio Essex, Ed Sheeran, Two Step. Brand new Ed Sheeran coming as well. We got the new album.
So exciting.
Yeah. When is it out?
Tom is a better person for that. I just know
in May.
I just know that he's been talking about it. He's released a video. And for me, as someone who still likes Ed Sheeran, I absolutely loved Ed Sheeran when his first album was out, and I thought it was incredible. And he stripped it back and he's gone back to that. And he says that this is his first album that he's done in a long time where he doesn't care if anyone likes it. He's writing it from his heart because he's been through some hard times recently.
So you think he's going to be back to his best?
Yeah, I almost know it's going to be. The way he speaks about it, I just think it's going to be...
It's called
amazing.
Subtract, and it's out in May. Right, coming up on 4 News and Travel on the way.
This is Radio Essex, the hits music station.
We play the hits. We play the hits.
Now, the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Right, just gone 4 o'clock. Big Drive Home is on. Tom Grennan coming up with Remind Me. First of all, it's got Mimi Webb, his red flags. Tom Grennan and Remind Me. It's 11 minutes after four. It's the Big Drive Home. A13, Corringham. The turnoff going towards London. Very bad accident involving at least four cars. One completely facing the wrong direction. Bad traffic in both directions already, and the police are there right now. Dave, the taxi driver, thank you for that. A13, Corringham. It's hard off going towards London. Very bad accident involving four cars. One is completely facing the wrong way. And, that looks like it could be a while till you get back through there without the traffic.
Yeah, you don't want to be facing the wrong way on the A13.
No, so if you can avoid that, I would probably do that. Coming up, the Chip Shop game, which is, it's not called the Chip Shop game. It's actually called Your Town. Because the idea of it is that we can work out what town you're in, or village, or city.
We can.
From just what's next door to your chip shop.
Yeah, just one. We asked you one question, and that's it. And we'll work it out, because we are very clever.
So if you want to test us out on this, if you don't believe us, if you're thinking there's no way I can tell you, you don't even need to say it's WH Smith. You can say it's a stationer. So you don't have to say it's Iceland. You can say it's a supermarket. We don't even need the specific name of it.
Tom, are we 10 out of 10?
We're more than that.
100%.
Yeah, we're 100. We've got 100% record on this.
We've done it a couple of times, and so we've probably done 10 or 11, something like that.
But somebody tried to trick us the other day from Tillingham in Kent.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got that. Straight away.
We'll get it. I'm very confident.
If you don't believe us, try us. You can call us on this number, 01702-45-50-60. We'll ask you one question on the radio, and that question will be, what's next to your chip shop? Give us one of the shops either side, and we will tell you what town or village or city you're in. Anywhere. You don't have to be in Essex. You could be anywhere.
We're so clever.
Get in touch. 01702-45-50-60. Challenge us. 13 minutes after four, Big Drive Home. Eliza Rose coming up. LF System playing right now. And then we'll try and guess at where you're from. The Chip Shop game is coming up on the Big Drive Home. It's Radio Essex, Eliza Rose and BOTA. Baddest of them all. 18 minutes after four, it's Chris and Scott. It's the Big Drive Home Thursday. Keep getting stopped asking how we're doing the Chip Shop game. I mean, my wife is literally going mad because I won't tell her how. I won't divulge the information.
Yeah, I've told absolutely no one, and a few people aren't even talking to me anymore.
Maybe. It's obviously psychic powers, obviously. I don't know why people can't see that.
I know.
It's just psychic powers. We had a couple lined up. One of them's dropped off, so maybe a call back. But we have got Claire is on. Hello, Claire.
Hiya.
How you doing? All
right?
You all right? Yeah, good, not bad.
I'm
how
good,
are you?
Thanks.
You well?
Yes, I'm good.
Good. What have you been up to today, Claire?
I've been working.
Oh, what do you do?
I work for substance misuse for the NHS.
Oh, right, okay.
Oh, brilliant.
And I was going to ask you whereabouts, but that would give the game away.
Yeah,
so
don't tell us that.
but a very fulfilling job, I'd imagine.
It is, yes. It's quite rewarding, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Excellent. Right, Claire, have you heard this before?
I have a couple of times, yep.
Are you impressed?
Oh, I do wonder how you do it, yeah.
You and everybody that I see and I meet and I talk to, including my kids, my wife, my mum.
Yeah.
Everybody. So Scott's got a question for you, and just answer the question correctly and we'll work out where you're from.
Right, okay, Claire. It's a simple question. Everyone gets the same question. Where you live, there'll be a chip shop. There might be a few chip shops. Just name the shop or place next to the chip shop, either side, left or right, doesn't matter.
An Indian
restaurant, yeah? Or a takeaway?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know it.
I've got it.
Yeah, I definitely know it.
Should
I say it after three?
No, you say it.
Is it Harlow?
Harlow.
Is it Harlow?
Yeah.
Hey!
Oh, I tell you what. I
love the Harlow.
God, it gives me a headache, honestly. Unbelievable.
Oh, my God. Wow. What can I say?
Claire, excellent. Thank you for being like a guinea pig on our little experiment, yeah, which continues to give us 100% success rate.
I have to find out how you did it, but wow, brilliant.
We obviously, you've got your mobile, you haven't rung on a landline, just so people know, I've got no codes in front of me, you've not told me anything, you didn't even tell me where you worked, just so people know.
Yeah, no, I'm on my mobile, and that's why I thought, I don't use a landline anyway.
There you go.
Wow.
Claire and Harlow, fantastic. Thank you very much for playing.
Thanks very much, guys.
Take care. Keep up your good work as what you're doing as well. It's fantastic work. Thank you.
Will do.
All right, you take
care.
Thank you. Cheers,
Claire. Bye.
4:20, Claire and Harlow, if you want to play, if you don't think we'll get your one, maybe you live somewhere in the middle of nowhere.
We'll still get it.
We're so confident. The phone number you need if you want to try us out is 01702 45 50 60. We'll play the chip shop game if you want. Thank you for that. 4:25. Loads of people on the text asking us to guess where they're from by telling us their chip shop. You need to come on the radio if you want to do it. Let's do one more now. Hello, Lee. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. What have you been up to today, Lee?
I've been potting around the house, so now I'm on my way to work.
Oh, you did the lates. What do you do?
Engineering.
All right, okay. And were you on an all-nighter, or is it 12 o'clock finish?
No, finish at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, it's not too bad. It's pretty much the same as Lauren, who's going to be on the radio from 6 tonight. She's double shifting. She's on 6 to 1, isn't she? Yeah, so there you go. Scott's got a question for you, and from the answer, we'll tell you exactly where you're from.
Right, Lee, same question as everyone gets. Right, there'll be a chip shop where you live. There might be more than one. Just name the shop left or right of it. Just tell us what that shop might be.
It's called Second Time Around.
Second Time Around? That's a pretty straightforward one, isn't it?
I know this one straight away.
Can I do it?
You've done the last one. Go on, mate.
Can I do it? Lee, are you in Witham?
Yeah.
Yeah. I tell you what.
That's pretty impressive, isn't it, Lee?
That's mental. That's unbelievable.
Listen, thank you so much for taking part, Lee. Have a great day. Enjoy your shift tonight.
Cheers, mate. Go and get some chips.
See you later, buddy. Take care. 4:27. Big drive home for Thursday. Brand new Pink Pantheress. It's Radio Essex with KSI and Oliver Tree and Voices on the big drive home. It's 4:32. Do a couple more chip shops. It's the chip shop game. It's officially called Your Town, but the chip shop game just sounds better, I think.
I like it.
So
we're
going to call it that. Let's go back to the phones then. First of all, we have Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
So, hi, you guys.
How you doing? All right? Yeah, not bad, mate. Not bad at all. What have you been up to today, Ryan?
Nothing much, really. Just chilling out. It's my day off.
Nice.
Okay. Also, I want to just... I'm just gonna throw in somebody else as well. Dan, you all right, Dan?
Yeah, not bad. How you doing?
Yeah, good. We're juggling now. We're fire.
We've got
two people on the radio now. We're not.
Dan, say hello to Ryan. Ryan, say hello to Dan.
You're right, Dan.
Ryan, how you doing, fella?
You're right.
So
yeah, not bad.
Excellent. So I just wanted to be as transparent as we can. There's two people on. I'm gonna guess Dan's, you're going to guess Ryan's.
Okay.
We've got to do it as soon as they say the shop next to the chip shop. So you can go first with
Ryan. I'm Ryan.
Yeah, right, you go first with Ryan.
Okay, Ryan.
Yeah.
I'm just going to ask you the same question that Chris is going to ask Dan. So where you live, the chip shop, what's next to it, left or right? Doesn't matter.
Bar.
A what, sorry?
A spa shop,
I tell you what, mate. You've got a spa shop.
And Dan, what's next to your chip shop?
Doctor's surgery.
Go with your Ryan one.
Langdon.
Yeah, you got it right.
Dan, you're in Canvey.
Oh, mate.
I tell you what.
Two out of two at the same time.
This is getting ridiculous.
Yeah, well done, boys. Boys are on form.
I don't know, we're on fire.
Get us some chips, boys, will you, if you're going down there? Starving.
No dramas.
All right, Dan, thank you for playing. Ryan,
well
thank
done,
you,
lads.
Buddy.
See you later.
Bye. Bye. See you later, guys. Take care. Bye-bye. Love that. 4:34, big drive home. We'll leave that. We'll bring that back in a couple of days' time, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I love that. Love doing the chip shop game. Niall Horan's Slow Hands, big drive home. It's Radio Essex. It's the weekend, Ariana Grande and Die For You, the remix. Kristen Scott and the big drive home for a Thursday. Hope you're doing okay. Scott's last day of the week, 4 day a week boy, is done, finished in an hour.
Joe, it's weird since I've done the I've only worked one Friday since I've been doing Saturdays and Sundays.
Yeah.
But yeah, I miss it.
Yeah.
But I also, it's weird because I get to around sort of the time I'd normally leave and I start like packing up and then I go, oh yeah. But I still listen.
But also, we never did this show on a Friday anyway, even no. when you were here. It was always the requests and it kind of, we get loads. Last week was really busy. So, yeah, we'll do that again.
Much so I put a request in and you didn't
you
play
did,
it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah, you did. I didn't have time.
To be honest, livid. Livid I was like, out of sight, out of mind. Why is he not playing my song?
We'll do it again tomorrow. You and your favourite songs on the radio, you just call up, we get them on, and that's how we do it for a Friday. Great story in the paper today about armed police being deployed after a delivery man suffered cuts through a letterbox. Not sure about why the armed police were there, but I can read on. I'm sure it will become apparent. Officer said the man reported an emergency in the belief his fingers had been cut with a knife or glass.
No.
But while the armed response units were on standby on Tuesday, police found the culprit was a pet cat.
Just licking him.
I don't think it was licking him. I think it might have been having a little bite. Cops said the man who received the injuries in Cornwall was fine, had been given basically given paws. You know when your cat sort of, it like needs you, but it puts his paws into blankets and stuff and it does that type of thing.
I'd even got a cat.
They think it's like their mum, so they're kind of like, oh, and they purr, and that's all the cat was doing. But there was a little bit of nail in there as well that caught him. He over-exaggerated a little bit and said, think it was a knife or glass.
So he thinks someone's standing the other side as he puts letters through. I mean, how long do you put your fingers through? Why is he putting his fingers through the letterbox?
Apparently when the police turned up, because they're the police, they knew straight away. On arrival, the first officers quickly said, hey, it's a cat. Put down all the rifles.
Yeah, we don't need to do anything. Just a little treat for the cat and we're on our way. Little plaster for you, mate.
How embarrassing.
You'd be
mortified, wouldn't you?
You would be so embarrassed, wouldn't you?
But that's what happened. So that was the story. I used to be a postman. It's one of my many jobs before the old radio.
There's so many things that I should know about you. I knew you was a roofer.
I wasn't very good at it. No, I was about, when I was about 16 and I lived in Eastbourne and I went for a job and there was loads of people went for this job and it was a postal cadet. And I remember having to do a whole exam. I mean, it was, the entry level was quite high. You had to do loads of brain exercises and conundrums and stuff like that. I was thinking, surely the piece of paper is going to say 17 Arcacia Road, and if I put it in the letterbox of 17 Arcacia Road, job done.
Yeah,
surely.
I mean, surely you've completed it, mate.
Yeah, I don't really understand what I had to do. So there was loads of like logical tests, and apparently my IQ was really good, and I got the job. But as a cadet, I just found it really difficult. They gave me this round that I had to do, and I was getting back to the post office at like 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon. My old man was like, most postmen finish by 11. What are you doing after work? And I'm like, no, I don't finish my round till 3. And then in the end, they said, you're going to need to step up, because other postmen had two rounds, had the morning round and the afternoon round.
What time did you start?
Mate, like 6, half 5, 6 in the morning. I was just dilly-dallying. I was sort of doodling. I was like, oh,
did you,
fun.
Did you ever do a paper round?
Yeah, when I was younger, but that was easier, wasn't it? I had a BMX.
Yeah,
really,
you know what?
BMX.
Exactly what I used to do. BMX
throw
were on
in
my
the
skates
papers.
And
yeah.
You just chuck them in, yeah.
But no, it was quite a hard job. Didn't last long, about 6 months. So I don't really talk about it. But I wasn't a postman, I was a post boy. I was a
lot
post,
of hours
I was
you were doing,
no,
wasn't it?
I was doing a lot of hours, quite early morning as well, but a fun job. But did get, there was one place that had a dog that used to literally, as you walked in, I feel sorry for postman, as soon as you open the gate, this thing would just run to the front door. You'd see the front door move.
Oh,
and I'd
scary,
be like, I'm not putting my hand in that letterbox. Not a chance.
I haven't got a letterbox anymore. I've got a little thing on the side of the
that
house.
Would work better for
better,
me.
Better, yeah.
Better for me. Right, it's coming up on 5 News and Travel on the way next.
Arsenal get the first leg of their Europa League last 16 tie against Sporting Lisbon underway later this hour. Striker Gabriel Jesus isn't included in the matchday squad in Portugal despite returning to training after an injury. West Ham also kick off at 5:45 in their Conference League clash with AEK Larnaca in Cyprus. And Manchester United host Real Betis in one of the Europa League's late fixtures.
Gabriel Jesus looks good in training, doesn't he, Steve? He's fast, quick, isn't he? You'd be watching the training.
Yes. I think he has a great right foot.
Yeah.
He does, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been running fast, though, hasn't he? Like, sprinting. He's properly back.
No, he's back. Yeah, he's back, definitely.
Do you reckon you're going to play a worse team tonight to keep your eye on the Premier League?
I already know the lineup, Chris.
Do you? Yes. Is it already out? Oh, yeah, we'll be. Yeah. It starts in half an hour, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's out, yeah. We are playing a three-quarters team with some players that don't normally play, but still strong, still should be good, I hope.
There you go. Steve is just about to do the formation now.
4-4-3?
Probably.
It was the other game, yeah.
Weather.
Wing-backs, actually, but I won't go into it. You know, what's a wing-back, Stevie? It's not when someone rings you back.
No, a wing-back is... Is it a defender?
It's the left back that they just pushed them forward a bit.
Listen, I was the one that knew that Blackburn won the Premier League.
Oh, yeah, you're never going to leave that down, are you?
You can have that one.
I'm still dining up.
You can have that one. How's the weather looking?
Well, after a mostly wet and overcast afternoon this evening, we'll be dry with some clear skies and temperatures on your big drive home still reaching 8 degrees. I'm Stevie Schillinglaw. You're up to date.
I feel up to date. Thank you, Stevie.
Thanks.
Essex. Are you ready for Friday payday? £1,000 Friday payday is coming now. The big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Drive all night. Here we go.
Radio Essex.
Right, we've got Scott for about half an hour, then he'll be looking at his phone. Let's all know
absolutely.
That's the truth. Yeah, so let's crack on. Miley Cyrus and Flowers getting us underway, and the A to Z of music coming up.
Listening to Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, Freya Ridings, The Brilliant Castles. I love that tune. 12 minutes after 5, Big Drive Home. She's going to be there, part of the Hideaway Festival in Chelmsford later on this year, in August. Freya Ridings, Ella Henderson, Clean Bandit is going to be there. James Bay is going to be there. Bastille, Texas. It sounds like an incredible gig. Hideaway Festival tickets right now.
Hideaway Festival on Radio Essex.
Because we'll obviously want to send you to the best gigs.
Of course.
You're always welcome to a 5 gig. Anytime. Scott will get you in.
I will, yeah.
Just get your name on the door.
Yeah. It's like JoJo on the radio.
You did that the other day, didn't you? Yeah. So we've got access to all the big gigs. The Hideaway Festival is something special that we'd love to get you to in August, ready for the big summer festivals. Let's go to the phones. We're looking for a random call out of these on hold. I'm randomising now. Line 5, Lisa, hello.
Woo-hoo, hello.
Hey, Lisa, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Lisa in Wickford, you driving home from work, driving to? What were you up to?
We're driving back from Devon, actually.
Oh, wow, you've been away.
Yes, yeah, only for a few days.
Oh, the weather's not been the greatest, has it?
It's been warmer down there than up here.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, Wickford. I can vouch for the fact Wickford's been horrible.
Cold.
Yeah. The traffic lights came back in Nevenden by the co-op. They came back. That was awful. They were there for 3 days.
Oh, no.
Never-ending traffic lights that just turn up every other week. It's like, oh, traffic lights are back. So they've happened. So you haven't missed anything, Wickford. I've looked after Wickford for you, Lisa, while you've been away.
Oh, thanks.
It's a pleasure. So, for you in Wickford, not far to travel at all to Chelmsford to go to the Hideaway Festival. You'll be there in August, 2 days, and Texas will be there, Bastille and Jess Glee and Freya Ridings, who you just heard as well. And you've got yourself your tickets.
Oh, brilliant. That's amazing. Thanks very much.
No worries at all. Well done, Lisa.
Thank you.
And I'll come back. Jax Jones, Callum Scott, Whistle. It's 5:17 on the big drive home across the county of Essex. What a place to be.
Yeah. Unless you're on the A127.
Yeah,
the
A127, not a great place to be. With that van fire, that's still going off. I saw a car fire on the A127 a couple of nights ago by the Wickford turning. And it was, the front of the car was on fire. And I was driving past it on the other side of the road, and everyone else is like on that side of the road, literally slowly driving past.
Rubbernecking.
Oh, look, there's a car on fire. And I'm thinking, it's only on the front of the car. What happens? I mean, if you watch a film and a car catches fire, it goes bang.
Yeah.
Like proper bang. Explosions. And I was thinking, it might have only just happened. There was no police there. When I went past the BCash on the way back to Wickford, there was fire engines coming up. So obviously they would close the road, wouldn't they? Surely.
Yes.
Because it would go bang.
Car on fire, yes.
Because I was thinking it hasn't hit the petrol tank yet.
Which is the dangerous
bit. Yeah. People are slowing down. Oh, look, fire. It's like, no. In the 50-mile-an-hour speed limit.
Obviously.
Not faster than that.
It sounded faster when you went, vroom.
No, because it's a motorbike.
Oh, is that?
I was on a motorbike. Yeah,
oh,
yeah, I was
on a 50, motorbike in your car.
It was only a 50cc, so it was me. I'm only at 20 miles now.
Nice.
Thanks. 18 minutes, completely within the law.
Yes, obviously.
18 minutes past five still. On the beach right home, it's three times it's been that. It's just changed into 19 right now.
19 minutes past five.
Aretha says, I was waiting to hear my friend Angie end the show last night on the big drive home. But it wasn't her voice, it was mine. Because I must have said, Angie's ending the show tonight. And it was actually Aretha. Yes. Two listeners in America.
Yes.
That was where the confusion is. She said, Angie and I didn't know we sounded the same because I've got a Texas accent and she's from Wisconsin. So yeah, what's happening there is we can't differentiate.
Well, no.
You're American.
No, I'm not having that, Chris. What I'm having is that you just said the wrong name.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Your names both begin with A, which is where I go, and you're both from America. That's where I got confused.
We can be forgiven.
Angie, from the largest county in the world, Essex, is in Wisconsin tonight as part of Essex,
yes,
part of our community. And Angie will be ending the show tonight. Is that happening, Tom? Yes, that's what's happening. Angie will definitely be ending the show
tonight. Angie.
In the style of, I think you actually tell us what the style is.
Literally.
Oh, yes. Yes, you're going to end the show in the style of Scott and his Essex voice.
Yeah, doing my
when you
voice
do,
notes.
When you do your voice notes with the Wild Thoughts. So Angie going to do that in a Scott impersonation coming up. Right, 20 past five, big drive home, and Pink Pantheress on the way. And I can put you in economy. Yeah. I've been a... I can put you in an easy jet.
No thanks.
I don't mind an easy jet.
Yeah, they're all right.
A to B is all you need. The Ryanair one's all right, so I don't like all the clapping. Yeah. Oh, we've done our job. Woo, everybody, woo, we landed. Yeah, I kind of expected that when I bought the ticket that I would get here in time, safe.
Yeah.
Thanks. We should do that at the end of every show. Oh, we do. We say Thursday completely, mate.
Yeah, and we're normally late.
Yeah. Right, let's continue.
Now, the A to Z of music.
Did it right. Woo! Well done, Chris. Oh, thank you so much. A to Z of music. I pressed the button.
Well.
A to Z of music. It's the ultimate of the week. So we have the best of A to Z of music. We're on the letter D, and we're looking for the ultimate artist to put forward to the A to Z of music. And Monday was solo artists, Tuesday was rap stars and DJs, and Wednesday was groups. So Monday, if you want to vote for Monday's winner, that was the solo artist, David Bowie. If you want to hear David Bowie, put the word Bowie into your message box. If you think David Bowie should go through as the ultimate letter D for the A to Z of music, put the word David Bowie or Bowie into your... Don't put David because you'll see why in a second. Put the word Bowie into your message box if you want to hear that. It's David Guetta.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you want to hear David Guetta and you think David Guetta should go through as the ultimate artist beginning with D, put the word Guetta. Spell it how you want.
Yes, no,
put the word Guetta into your message box. You can use the app as well. Or if you want to hear the third choice, Destiny's Child as the ultimate artist beginning with D,
put
the word Destiny in your message box and they could go through. So you've got three choices. Bowie, Guetta, Destiny.
Yeah.
You choose. Get those through to us now. The winning tune will play before six, and the winning person artist group will go through to the ultimate A to Z of music for the letter D. Get voting now. It's Chris and Scott. It's a big drive home. Currently, three artists battling it out to be the ultimate artist, beginning with D, to go through to the Chris and Scott A to Z of music.
There's sort of only two battling out at the moment.
Oh, is there one not having a good time? Are we allowed to say who's not having a good time, or do we keep it a secret?
No, it's David Guetta. He's not.
Okay, we're just going to say David Guetta. David Guetta not having a good time.
He's not having a good time.
In amongst David Bowie and Destiny's Child. Not looking good. If you're a David Guetta fan, you need to put the word Guetta into your message box for the A to Z of music. But if you don't think David Guetta is the ultimate artist beginning with D, you think David Bowie was a bit bigger.
Yeah.
Then put David Bowie out or Bowie. And if you think the person that should go through, the group that should go through is Destiny's Child, put the word Destiny's Child and we'll play the winning tune just before six and also play, get that person into the A to Z of music, which will be, it'll be an amazing.
It's going to be a good list.
Yeah. And I think it's going to finish, did we say Christmas or May? When's it? No, Easter? When? I can't remember.
Fishing 2026.
Once
we've worked it all out.
We worked it out because it was like a bank holiday weekend and we said then on a Chris and Scott, you know, all the live shows we do over bank holidays.
Yeah. We just play
pretend live shows we do.
No one's going to complain if we play the hit.
Oh. We can just play those out. We just do a show, record it, and then like that top 26 for the 8Z of music, we can just do a whole show. That'd be 3 hours, wouldn't it?
Do we play 26? We don't play 26.
No, we wouldn't be able to talk as much as we do now. We barely play six. So we'd have to do less talking, but we'd just do a whole show over that, you know, the bank holiday Monday that was literally the A to Z of music. That'd be awesome. But when I can't remember when you finished.
I think it might have been around the August bank holiday.
Yeah, because it's 26 weeks. Yeah. I've just worked that out of my head now. It's one of ABC. It's 26 weeks.
Yeah,
half a year. Half a year.
Half a year, yeah.
So maybe May, June time, something like that.
And then May, June, July, keep it loose.
September, October.
It could be sometime this year that'll happen.
And we won't be here. No. Enjoy the songs.
Yeah, we'll be gone next week probably. And then they'll go, remember those guys did the A to Z? Well, here we go.
We've only got four.
We've only gone up to D. Anyway, which
one birthday too many, and they're out on their ear.
Bowie, David Guetta, or Destiny's Child, you decide. It's Lewis Capaldi and Pointless. 10 to 6, big drive home for Thursday. That's nearly all we've got time for tonight. Scott?
Yes, 0-0.
Action packed. What?
It's 0-0.
I don't think anyone asked you what the Arsenal score is. How would you know that?
I don't know. Right, someone come in. I think it's called Steve. I don't
What's
know.
That?
He put a phone in front of me. It looks like my phone. It's not my phone. And he put the football.
There's people playing.
Put the football on it.
That's bad.
Something red, something green.
You don't really know what's going on, do you?
It's nought. Nought, 5 minutes gone.
Okay, so coming up, it's not Joe Kinch tonight, I can exclusively reveal. I've already done that.
No,
I've already announced it.
Yeah, you've already said that. Yeah.
It's Lauren off of the radio.
Hello.
Lauren off of the radio. Lauren off of Ross and John.
Ross and John.
Ross and John fame. Lauren.
See, people that only hear you on Ross and John show don't realise that you do shows on your own. Because you're on like early on a Saturday and Sunday morning before Ross and John even get up.
I know, some people message in, they're like, oh, so glad you guys have moved to 8 o'clock. And I was like, right. Come on now. I'm right here. Listen to my show, please.
Six to
eight. They're asleep, Lauren.
Huh?
They're asleep.
I'm not having that. So I thought, right, if I'm so good on Ross and John, people will have to.
That'll
be more
early.
Like a, what will they call it? Not a prequel. They'll be just like the after party.
You'll become an appointment in their diary.
Yeah.
That they have
you
to
are the glue. You are the glue of that Ross and John.
Oh, yeah.
So 100%.
Don't tell them that.
Well, because
they know
are
that.
Idiots, aren't they? They're just idiots.
They know that you're the glue. They know that you're the glue to their show.
Also, though, I've actually decided I'm not going to speak to you two because I
How's that going
over
for you?
This chip shop thing. And
what
it's,
about it?
Why aren't you telling me how you do it?
Because we can't tell anybody how we do it. It's
We're
a secret.
We're colleagues, though, and I feel like I have to know.
My mum doesn't know. My wife doesn't know. My dad has stopped talking to me. He's very angry.
You're cutting ties. All right, but I will find out one day. And I'll tell everyone.
Let's see.
6 o'clock on weekends.
Let's see if that happens.
It's never going to happen.
So coming up, you have all the hits.
All of the hits.
A127 is, I think it's, the word's broken.
It's broken now.
So
I can confirm I was on the broken A127.
You were stuck on it for hours, weren't you? An hour or something?
I was in tears.
Wow.
Okay.
Just got deep now.
Yeah.
Please don't start crying now. We won't know what to do.
Okay.
It was fun. It's bad.
But listen, you've got me to keep you company.
Yeah, and you'll keep an eye on the roads as well, so you'll know what's
cry.
Going on. If you don't cry. Okay, who do you reckon won the A to Z of music beginning with D? Do you think it was Destiny's Child? Do you think it was David Guetta, or do you think it was David Bowie, Scott?
I'm going to guess with the old David Bowie.
What do you reckon, Lauren?
Didn't Destiny's Child win yesterday?
Yes, but then it's...
They go into a final.
It's the ultimate.
Keep up,
no, sorry, I do listen.
When you were here...
I'm Chris.
I'm
Scott.
Hi, I've heard about you. Destiny's Child.
Destiny's Child, you reckon. Tom, what do you reckon, Tom?
I'm going to go for Bowie.
Joyce in Colchester, what do you reckon?
Hi, gents. On the A12, so got to be Mr. Bowie. Bye.
It's the correct answer. David Bowie goes through to the A to Z of music for the letter D. We'll be back on Monday together, and I'll be here tomorrow from 3.
I know when to go out.
Ta-da.
Bye-bye.
Have fun, Lauren.
Literally. First. In it. Complete it, mate.
It's time. The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.